The word today is communicate. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Communication is a very important part of any successful relationship. God has given us the gift of prayer by which we can bring our praises and requests to Him. He has also given us His Word, the Bible, so that we can hear His answers back to us or determine His will for us. Here to share some insights on this two-way communication is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Communicate.
One of the most important things we can do with one another is to communicate. There is hardly any chance to build a relationship if we don't communicate with one another. Now, that's true of a husband and wife. It's true of the parents and their children. It's true of anyone at business that is trying to have any kind of a communication with people, that you have to take time and make an effort to communicate. This is also true of God's people and their God. God wants us to communicate with Him. Now, when there's communication, it's not only listening, but it's also talking. It's not only one-sided, it's that both people want to have a response. And so God has arranged communication with Him in a very personal, wonderful way. He's given us a chance where we can talk directly to Him. We call that prayer. And He said an awful lot about prayer in His Word, the Bible. He has told us how to pray. He has told us why we should pray. He has told us that if we pray, He will hear us and that He will answer us. Isn't that fantastic? The Almighty God is going to hear our prayers and is going to answer us. Now, once in a while, people get hung up on what it means when the Bible says God will answer prayer. The Bible tells us that God will answer every prayer. Once in a while, you have people that kind of question this, and they say, well, I don't know. I've been praying for years for a certain thing, and it doesn't seem that I ever get any answer. Well, be careful when you say this, because you're actually denying what God says, because He says He will answer. Now, He doesn't say when He's going to answer. That's true. It could be that you're a little bit off on your timing, and sometimes our timing is not the same timing as God wants us to have. As a matter of fact, the will of God is something that I believe is fairly clear to most Christians, especially if they know God's Word. If they know what God says in His Word, they have a pretty good understanding of what God wants them to be doing with their lives and how He wants them to act, because He spells it out there very clearly in His Word. What He doesn't say is what His timing is going to be. And I must say that I understand God's will, I believe, more clearly than I understand His timing. Sometimes God's timing, and He admits that. He tells us in His Word that His timing is not our timing, and neither is His will our will all the time. Sometimes if we want something, He may choose something entirely different for us or a different time in order to bless us with that particular blessing. And so the timing of God is something we must wait upon Him for, and we sometimes have to wait when our patience begins to wear thin, and that's part of our sinfulness, because we seem to think God is taking so long. But God is never late. He is always on time, and it's always the right time. And so we have to let God be in control of the timing, not only what the blessing is going to be, but also when He chooses to give it to us. I think maybe we need to be more alert to the answers of God. For instance, I recall many years ago I had a talk program on a radio station, and I was always having this same lady call me up every week. She'd call up, God still hasn't answered my prayer. And we'd chat for a few minutes, then she'd hang up. And this happened so frequently. And one day the thought hit me, and when she called, she said, well, God still hasn't answered my prayer. And I quickly responded before she could hang up. I said, wait a minute, wait a minute. How are you sure? Are you sure that God hasn't answered it? Maybe God has said no. Like he did to St. Paul. You remember how St. Paul came to Jesus and he asked for three times. He said, please, God, remove this physical burden from me. Let it be lifted so that I can operate more normally physically. And Jesus finally told him, and God finally told him and said, no, I'm not going to heal you of that because that makes you weak so that I can work in you and your pride and everything else is kept down. And in your weakness, you are more usable to God. And finally, when Paul understood that, he said, well, then, may I glory in my weakness that Jesus can be seen more in me and that I will accomplish more in my life what God wants me to do instead of what I want to do. So you have to be a little careful how you look at these answers that God gives you. Maybe he's already answered you and you haven't recognized the answer. I also remember in that same talk show, a lady that was very, very negative about racism. And she kept, you know, accusing various races of this and that. And she was so negative and it hit me. This is many years ago, but I said over the air, I said, you know what, ma'am? I said, you better get straightened out with God, and you better get rid of your racism because, quite frankly, you know God is the Savior of all people, and he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, for every race and every nation, and there's going to be black people, there's going to be brown people, red people, white people, there's going to be all types of the nations and colors of the world in heaven. And then I said something that I think really hit her between the eyes because of her prejudice. I said, in fact, I think God's two favorite colors are green and blue. Look at all the blue. Look at all the blue water in the world, the oceans. Look at the blue skies. Look how much blue there is in God's kingdom. And look at the green. Look at all the trees and all the green leaves and all the green grass. Isn't it fantastic how much green there are and how many things are green when they grow, like corn and so on? And I said, wouldn't it be something if in heaven God makes all of us a very light blue green? And of course, there was a total silence on the other end of the phone, and all of a sudden, a click, she hung up. She couldn't take that. What I was trying to illustrate to her is, her prejudices were so ungodly and unchristian. We ought not to be prejudiced against people just because of color or some other trivial reason. God wants us to be brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, anyway, the point is God will answer in different ways sometimes, and we need to be aware that he is the one that can choose the timing and the way. Well, now, there's another side to that conversation, isn't there? God lets us talk to him in prayer. How does God answer us? Well, God answers us through his word. That's God's message to us, his word. And he used the prophets and the New Testament writers to write that word to us clearly so that we could understand what he was saying and what he wanted us to know. I think some people look at the Bible as if it's a huge book, and they seem to think as though, boy, we could never read that book through cover to cover. Well, of course you could. Do you know how long it takes to read the Bible through, verse by verse, Old Testament and New Testament? I'm not talking about speed reading now, just at an average rate of speed, like the rate that I'm speaking to you today. It would take 4,240 minutes to read the entire Bible. 4,240 minutes. Do you know how much time that is a day? That's 11 and a half minutes a day in a year's time. In 1 year, if you spend 11 and a half minutes a day reading God's Word, you will have read the entire Bible through cover to cover. Now let's break that down a little bit more for you. Maybe you want to read the Old Testament. Maybe you've never read the Old Testament through. it would take 70 hours and 40 minutes to read the Old Testament. Just think of that. That's a little over an hour a week. Or, of course, the New Testament is very important. I hope you read the New Testament first before you read the Old Testament. Make sure you read the New Testament, and you ought to read it frequently, not just once in a while, but frequently. How long would it take you to read the entire New Testament, all the way through, the whole New Testament? It would take 18 hours and 20 minutes. 18 hours and 20 minutes. Now just think, doesn't that let you realize that you ought to get started reading God's Word? Maybe you want to take that 11 and a half minutes a day and read through the entire Bible in a year. How about just maybe reading the New Testament? 18 hours and 20 minutes. Get started today. Make it a goal in your life. That's not much time at all to read the entire New Testament. Maybe you love the Psalms and you know something about the Psalms. Do you know it would only take you 4 hours and 28 minutes to read all 150 Psalms? 150 Psalms in the Old Testament, 4 hours and 28 minutes. Now, maybe I'm challenging some of you a little bit too much, so I don't want to make it overwhelming for you right away. I'm trying to prove it's not overwhelming. It's something you can easily do. Maybe start with the Gospel of Luke, one of the Gospel writers. And if you want to read through the Gospel of Luke, you can do it today. 2 hours and 43 minutes. The point is, get into God's Word. God has a message for you there. He has a word for you. I like to read God's Word every single day, and I try to teach my students that I teach to read it every single day, at least 10 minutes a day, at least a chapter a day. See what God wants to tell you today, and let Him bring your comfort, His comfort to you, and His courage and His strength, His faith, His forgiveness. Let God's Word be the other half of the communication. You pray to God, then read His Word and listen to how He answers you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.